East Coast Breakfast.
We are East Coast Radio, and for the first time, we have our own, I'm going to call it a codcast. The podcast just works better on ecr.co.za or wherever you enjoy your podcast. You'll find the podcast. And it's going to be called Angler News. South Africa podcaster Vinesh Sugrim is our podcaster. Good morning.
Hey, Vinesh. Good morning.
How's it?
I am fantastic. I'm super excited. The podcast is here on East Coast Radio.
Yes. What took so long? When I say so long, I mean like 26 years.
Well, in fishing...
Wow.
You got to be patient in fishing sometimes. You know, so, but when you do get that catch, it's going to be quite rewarding. So,
so you and I were chatting a lot about fish before this. So my first question to you was, I still want to talk about the podcast, but do fishermen and fisherwomen have to eat fish? Like, do you eat fish every day? Is that why you fish? Because I don't eat fish.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, it's a good question because I don't eat fish either.
Oh, no.
You don't eat fish.
But no, you fish all the time.
We fish for sport. Oh. No, of course, you get fishermen that do enjoy fish. Lots of people enjoy fish. I'm just not one of them. My brother's not one of them. We catch and release. We are purely sport fishermen.
And so it's the new podcast, and it's new because it's new to ECR.
Yeah.
And you've been going for a while. So can you tell us about the podcast, but more importantly, what do you fish then? If you're not eating the fish and you're not fishing to eat, what are you fishing for?
I'll eat the fish.
Darren,
catch the fish, put it in a vacuum pack, and come drop the fish. Yeah, I'll chow the fish.
All right, do you want me to cook it for you as well?
No.
Yeah, you can cook it for me.
Yeah, and me.
All right, back to the original question.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so the podcast is pretty much everything to do with fishing, right? So we eliminate, as much as we can, the luck factor from fishing, because we do not believe that fishing is about luck. There's no coincidence behind it. If you take all the elements involved and adapt to all the techniques that we give you, it shouldn't be a reason why you won't catch a fish.
Okay.
Right. So we make fishing, we pretty much get you into the right feeding zones. And that's what the podcast is about. So it's not to say, well, oh, it's Sunday, I got nothing to do, let me just go drop a line. We will make sure you put in that line in the right area at the right time.
Yeah.
And I've got a team of reporters along the coastline and inland as well that will tell you exactly where and how to do this.
So,
I didn't know. I thought fishing was like, I didn't know you could guarantee.
You know what's the thing, right? I'm sure there's this bally who's woken up at 4 a.m. this entire week, bro. Same spot every single day, and he hasn't caught anything. So this is where your podcast would
help. This is where the podcast comes in, because we could tell you, hey, you know what? If you went like 2 hours later, you would have had a better strike rate.
Oh, you know the time?
Better strike rate.
You check the tires, you check the barometer.
What do you check? Do you check? What are those things you check? Do you check the moon?
There's when I said the elements, so you check in the moon, the tides, the barometric pressure. How many days off northeasterly winds. That's going to determine what species you're going to catch. And then when you know what species you're going to catch, then you're going to decide, okay, what trace am I using? What baits am I using? You know, whether I'm using bloody baits, whether I'm using bright baits. We, on our podcast, we narrow it all down. And then when you do go out there, you're not going to wait too long before you're having the time of your life.
Okay. All right. I'm learning. There's a lot. I'm learning that fish are fickle. The hell is their problem? They really make things hard for us. All right. So we have an angler. It's called Angler News SA. It is a brand new fishing podcast. Vinesh Sugrim has been working on this forever. And now we have it. It is available. Tell me a little bit about the podcast. How long is it? How often is it posted? Those are the podcast-y questions.
Okay, cool. Well, so the podcast is running. Well, today is our 160th episode, so it's going on for a fair amount of time.
It's been around.
Launched in 2022.
Yeah.
Each episode averages about half an hour.
Okay.
And like I said earlier, we cover every area on the podcast from
Is it storytelling format? Are you informing?
It's more news-based.
Okay.
Yeah, it's current, it's fresh, it's everything that's happened this week.
Like your fish.
Yeah, so it goes on for about 30 minutes, and it includes our reporters who are the best at their area. They are the experts in their area. And
Who would listen to it?
Anyone that is going fishing.
Anyone's going fishing.
Everyone that's going fishing. Anyone that wants to know where the fish are on the bite.
What about me, who doesn't eat the fish, doesn't want to go fishing, but I do find all the stories you've been telling us extremely interesting. I won't lie. You've told me some very interesting facts, like how you fish for sharks, and that's fascinating.
Yeah, well, that was what I told you in 10 minutes. Imagine if you really listened to the show.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
So I got a podcast question for you. And I just thought of this now. So, you know, surfing is an Olympic sport, and it's the Olympics this year? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. So, why isn't fishing an Olympic sport?
That is a very good question, Sky. We are quite competitive as anglers.
Well, it sounds like it.
We are. I mean, this weekend we've got the world's biggest gear boat competition going on. Okay. That's how high we compete, right? And we compete on 17 different facets. So, with those 17 different facets, you would think we would be in the Olympics.
Yes.
But there is no fishing Olympic sport, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
there's skateboarding, but
there's skateboarding. Like you were saying, there's curling. I mean, there's so many different sports. But
maybe it's just the hunt. Maybe it's competitive hunting is the bit that they don't like.
Like
an Olympic sport is archery to a board. Yeah. It's shooting to a target. Yes. I suppose if you were fishing weights. Maybe that's what they would do.
Yeah, you're targeting. You could target species. You target weight. You fish within the time frame. So, one of our international ones is under the FIPS umbrella. It's a rock and surf one, and that's where the guys are fishing for speed. It's not quality of fish, but quantity of fish.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
right? So that is recognized, and it's open to all ages. However, as an Olympic sport, not there as yet. Hopefully there's some guys out there fighting for it.
So quickly, I want to get hold of you. Where do I go and the podcast?
Okay, so if you want to get hold of me, info@anglernews.co.za. Mm-hmm. The podcast you can find on East Coast Radio under podcast.
So you
get onto ecr.co.za. Under the podcast tab, you will find my fish talking to a microphone. And click on that, and you will hear our fish talking to a microphone.
Fantastic!
East Coast Breakfast.